Is in letter number 983 in volume 4 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is still dated on the 13th day of Nisan in Tavshin Yud Aleph, or Tisa as the Rebbe puts it. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to the people that pray and the attendants of the synagogue Nusach Ari in Montreal. May God be with you. The Rebbe is addressing it to the congregation, to the people of that congregation. Nusach Ari was the, they used to call the shuls by the version that they daven. The Russische shul, the Litvische, that they used to. Nusach Ari was the Ari shul. So the Rebbe opens up with Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says that I had received your letter in time, the letter of the 29th day of Shabbat, and I was very happy that the words that the Chosid Moshe Chaim Sapachinsky brought you. So the Rebbe is sort of this Sapachinsky, actually, his son is a shliach now in the valley in California, and his wife is a Posner, is Rabbi Posner from sister to Rabbi Posner in Kenmore Square. But anyways, okay. So he says he brought them words of encouragement, and that you accepted it, you know, warmly. That the people were very responsive to his talk. By me, the Rebbe says, I had no doubt that this is going to be a sort of a wake-up call to the people, because our sages tell us, there is a verse that says, Ani yishena v'libi or, I'm asleep, but my heart is awake. Which means, as it's interpreted by our sages, that I'm asleep during the exile, the bitter exile. We are in a state, in a situation of exile. This is my explanation, in which exile means that we don't see visibly, openly, we don't see miracles, we don't see Hashem is running the world in a way. There is a lot of confusion going on. There is no clarity, there's no clear. That's Golos. Golos is exile. But still, V'libi or l'toro mitzvahs, but my heart is still awake, notwithstanding that, for the study of Torah, the observance of mitzvahs. So notwithstanding our sages tell us that we live in a situation in which there is so much darkness, we're in exile, but yet the heart of a Jew is still awake for Torah and mitzvahs. And I want to hope, the Rebbe says, that this is, and this is my the main thing of it, is that when you become excited, you become aroused to want to, you know, do more and be better, that this is going to be translated into action, in actuality, practically, pragmatically, doing things. And this is mostly in the three matters which my father-in-law, with the titles for his father-in-law, so often emphasized. The three things are love of God, love of the Torah, and love of your fellow Jew. Those are the three most important principles. So now, as we are standing close to the Pesach, this was written right before Pesach, so you must be aware of our sages relating to us that when the Jews left Egypt, all 600,000 Jews needed to be there. Even if there would be one Jew missing, so then, God forbid, it would have ruined it for everybody else. Everybody needed to be there in order to go out of Egypt. So what is the instruction, the message, the lesson for us in these words, especially in the days of Pesach? That we must always remember and we must put in the greatest efforts to bring the young people, the people, the Jewish people, bring them close to Torah and Judaism. men, women, young, old. Because that's not just because we want to bring them close. No, but that's important to us all, because we are all in it together. If we get redeemed, just like by Egypt, the Rebbe is alluding to over there, in order for them to be redeemed, everybody had to be there. All Jews need to be ready to go out of this exile. We need to all be there. So we have to work, because we can't sort of go out if we're missing some of the people that have to come out with us. So we have to work hard to bring those people in so that they too will be joining the forces. And this is, Rebbe says, is also one of the hints that in the very beginning of Pesach, that even before we begin to do our Seder self, we make a declaration and we announce that kol dichfin yesev yechel kol ditzrich yesev v'yifsach. Anybody who wants, who's needy, should come in and eat, and anybody who needs, come make the Pesach. What is meant here? First of all, literally, to help people in the literal sense, but it also means also the help spiritually. Only after we invite and we make sure that everybody is included, then can we say, this year we're here, next year in the land of Israel, this year we're slaves, next year we're free people. Because it takes to have everybody a part of it before we can go out. And so it's also interesting that in all the time, this is also, by the way, it has nothing to do with the Rebbe, doesn't write about it here, but you know, the Siddur in Chabad begins with the prayer, the very beginning, I accept upon myself the love of my fellow Jew, the mitzvah. So that is, so what has that got to do with the davening? But we're in it all together. If we care about another Jew, another person, and we make sure that we include everybody, then it helps us our prayers as well. We can't be as separate individual, but we have to do it as a community, as people that care about one another, people that are feel responsible for one another. And the Rebbe ends off here by saying, I wish you all and your family members a kosher and a happy Pesach, and I hope to hear good news from you in all matters. And very quickly, we should merit that the request that we say and we ask for shall be fulfilled. Next year in the land of Israel as free people through Mashiach Tzidkenu v'heir b'meinu amen. And the Rebbe ends off with a blessing for a kosher and joyous Pesach. Yes.